A new initiative is underway in Milwaukee, one that's looking to breathe new life into some of the city's poorest neighborhoods.
Officially launched earlier this year, the Milwaukee Plays Initiative aims to redesign and rebuild 12 of the city's most deteriorated playgrounds, with the goal of not only getting kids active, but also to bring adults together in an effort to cultivate a sense of ownership in their community.
Here with us now to talk more about the initiative is Michael J. Murphy. He's an alderman and the president of the Milwaukee Common Council. Michael, thanks so much for joining us.
Pleasure to be on your program.
So the origin of Milwaukee Play sounds like it was personal for you. Why did you feel it was important to focus on playgrounds in Milwaukee?
It was personal. My parents are immigrants to the United States from Ireland, and when they arrived here, they came here with $50 in his pocket and two young children. And they raised their family here in the heart of our city. And quite honestly, my father worked very hard, two jobs as a laborer. And we didn't have the opportunities a lot of kids may have had to go up north to a resort or to a cottage. We grew up on the playgrounds of our city. And I learned a lot of great lessons at an early age, how to pick teams, how to have good social interaction, how to play chess. And those were important lessons that I learned. And I've seen the deterioration of our playgrounds over the years. And I felt strongly a lot of the kids that much like me, don't have the same opportunities that a lot of kids may be in our suburban communities. But we should make sure we take care of our playgrounds and provide the same opportunities that I had as a kid, that they should have the same today.
It sounds like to you it's not just the restoration of these playgrounds. It's something bigger that gets restored when the playgrounds get restored. What is that something bigger?
You know, all too often in the past, it was just some engineer saying, okay, we have a swing that's broken, we'll just replace the swing. I want to see these to be more of an innovation in terms of evolving a bottom-up approach from the community. So what we've done is we're working with the neighborhood leaders and asking them and providing them an opportunity to help design that playground. A lot of wonderful playgrounds are being designed around the United States. And I want the neighborhood to take ownership of this and say, what do we want to have at this location? How does this interrelate with our housing in the neighborhood? How does it relate to public safety, which is a critical issue in our city and across so many cities in the United States right now? And I want the neighborhood to take ownership of this, whether it's an intergenerational playground or a tot lot. What do they want to see there? So this is to build a community.
So how does that work? How do you get a neighborhood to come together to plan a playground? It's probably not something most people have experience with.
Well, I have had a great partner in this. The Zilber Family Foundation, under the leadership of Susan Lloyd, has awarded us a grant of $300,000 to help match some private public money. And the key component of that is involving the neighborhood leadership. So we go out to the community with a neighborhood letter saying, come to a neighborhood meeting. We want to talk about this as a project. We involve faith leadership. We involve the Black Watch captains. And then that group will pick their leadership to serve on an ad hoc committee to help design and plan this playground.
And do you have some ideas in mind about what these playgrounds could look like, a template that you're working with?
Well, we're going to provide a palette of different choices for citizens to choose from. So we've met with a lot of contractors who have done really creative things throughout the United States, some of using, as I mentioned, intergenerational equipment that's been tested and proven to be effective in Minneapolis, changing the topography of the playground. The Lake Michigan Foundation has awarded us a grant of $25,000 to make these hard surfaces to be more with grass and greenway, changing maybe the topography of the playground so kids can have an opportunity to run up a hill and enjoy maybe an orchard that we could plant there. So these are some of the creative ideas that we're going to provide the neighborhood to be able to choose from.
Now, the 12 playgrounds that you want to work with have been designated as the most deteriorated. What kind of condition are they in?
Well, I asked our Department of Public Works to review all the 60 playgrounds in the city of Milwaukee where we've made an investment in. And I'm sad to say, over the years, the investment has been cut back over time because of other resources being taken away for other activities. And as a result, we have identified these 12 playgrounds based on a quantitative analysis of when investment was made into them. So in some cases, these playgrounds have had no investment in over 20 years. And, you know, kids are hard on equipment. And as a result, they've gotten deteriorated, and some of them are in very rough shape. And, you know, we need to put some life back into them. So this is a public-private partnership. The city is putting some money into it, but I'm also aggressively trying to raise private money.
Now, I read that another thing you'd like to do is to involve some of the older youth, I guess this would be teenagers, in kind of leading playground programming. How would that work?
Well, it's a summer employment program. So we want to provide older youth who may live in the neighborhood to be play leaders, to train them to help younger children engage in safe and organized and outdoor games and other play. You know, we have too many kids in Milwaukee and really throughout many of our cities where the obesity is at all-time high. We have a terrible problem with diabetes. And a lot of these kids are just too many times stuck playing these electronic games, which, you know, they're good in some ways. I have a 9.5-year-old, and admittedly, you know, sometimes you need a break. But the reality is I want them out there and exercising and learning how to play. You know, you and I probably grew up on these playgrounds, and we learned to play all these games, whether it be red light, green light, capture the flag. A lot of these kids have no idea what you're talking about. You know, and it teaches social interaction, social responsibility, and having the older adult kids who live in the neighborhood take ownership of it, helping them to teach these type of games to these kids, how I think spreads an important message.
Do you think this would end up being, in your vision, something that's more than just for kids and the older kids and the adults who plan it, but are playgrounds really community gathering space, or do they have the potential to be?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. They are community gathering places. I want these to be places where you have grandparents, parents and children using these resources, feeling safe and secure. I mean, there's no reason why you couldn't have a yoga class at these locations or a Tai Chi class while kids are playing at the tot lot or doing other activities. We need more of these places in our city where people feel safe and secure and proud of, and that the city is not turning its back on them and investing in them and making sure people realize we care about them. And if you care about people and they show that through the actions that we're going to take, people will take better care of their neighborhood.
You mentioned the changing landscape, I guess, of childhood, about kids playing more video games, leading more sedentary lives. Do you think having a playground is going to make a difference, or has society maybe just made a cultural shift toward a different kind of childhood now that maybe is less playground-focused?
Well, in all the academic research we've looked at, and we've looked at a considerable bit of it, a lot of these trends are not positive trends. In terms of kids' lack of physical activity, it really interferes with their mental capabilities as growing up as children. There is a real important interaction, a play that's creative and makes it, because that'll help them in their education going further. So, if anything, I'm hoping to change that discussion here in a small level in the city of Milwaukee of trying to change that whole landscape of that we need to get back to some of the basic things that were successful for you and me and our grandparents. It's not to say the electronic games and the other things are not valuable, but without having an active and physical strong body, your mind does deteriorate.
Now, not everyone is familiar with all the neighborhoods in Milwaukee, but are there particular neighborhoods that you're looking at saying this is a playground that would really mean a lot to this particular neighborhood?
Well, a good example that the Zilber Family Foundation has done a lot with the Layton Boulevard West neighborhood. It's a neighborhood on the south side of Milwaukee, which has a very diverse population of older white residents and a stronger growing Latino population and Asian. And this is a playground that's a pretty sizable playground over a square block in radius, and it just is falling into disrepair. And this playground could really serve as an anchor in helping this neighborhood. It's seen some improvements in its commercial corridors. It's an up-and-coming neighborhood. We see more young families moving into this area. But when they look at that playground and they realize that it's falling apart and there's been no investment in many years in it, that's the wrong signal to give. And so if we can turn that around a little. You know, I think a lot of times people look at some of the problems facing our urban environment and our cities, and you can talk about Baltimore, and people throw up their hands and say, oh, there's nothing I can do about it. But, you know, you got to start somewhere. And if it means starting the first step of helping improve a playground in a neighborhood, well, that's a concrete action we can do to make a difference. And hopefully you do these small steps and they grow. So these 12 playgrounds we hope to do in the next 2 to 3 years, we hope to see that kind of spin off to the neighborhoods also.
Now, you're looking at 12 particular playgrounds here, the ones that are designated most deteriorating, but is 12 enough?
Well, I have to be realistic. So the budget I'm trying to raise is over $1.6 to $1.9 million. And, you know, I know that you're going through fundraising efforts yourself, and you know how tough it is to raise money. So right now we've been very lucky to have the Zilber Family Foundation with the first grant of $300,000. But my goal is to raise over $1 million privately and then supplant the rest with public money. I think this is a great first start, but perhaps maybe we can grow it.
Now, it's been a tough year for Milwaukee. In the past few months, we've seen a big uptick in gun violence, shooting deaths, and so some people might look at that and say, in the grand scheme of things, playgrounds might not be at the top of the to-do list. But do you see this as part of a bigger fix for some of Milwaukee's problems?
Yeah, and it's not an either-or. We are doing a lot of other things. I'm going to be announcing an initiative next week to get kids in our community to talk about asking them for their visions, what they want to see for a safe summer, and providing resources to them on their best ideas, working from elementary to high school. There's a number of initiatives we're working with the police department, a number of with neighborhood groups. There's a lot of good success stories out there in our city. All too often, we always focus on the negative. It's not that I'm not being realistic, but I think sometimes the only message you hear is all the negative stories. There's a lot of good people in this city who are working tirelessly to make an improvement. Yes, this is not an answer to all the problems that we're facing in our city. Of course not. But I do think it's concrete action to showing that we are trying to make a difference.
Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
That was Michael J. Murphy, Alderman and President of the Milwaukee Common Council. He's the creator of the Milwaukee Plays Initiative, which looks to redesign and rebuild 12 of the most deteriorated playgrounds in Milwaukee.